This module has been developed by the Michigan State University's Center for International Business Education and Research. The following content for this module was taken from the book A Basic Guide to Exporting, a product of the U.S. Commercial Service. This module was created in cooperation with the U.S. Commercial Service and the Michigan State University's Center for International Business Education and Research. To view the full text version of each slide, click the Slide Notes tab in the upper left-hand corner below the MSU Cyber logo. You may pause the presentation at any time by pressing the pause button below the slide. The glossary for this module is accessible via the Glossary tab at the top right corner.
This module will have the following content: an in-depth overview of export advice, and a success story titled Advanced Super Abrasives. Section 1. Export Advice Overview.
Upon completion of this section, you should have a better understanding of the assistance offered by the many varying organizations within the U.S. Commercial Services. For a U.S. company bidding on a foreign government procurement contract, exporting today can mean more than just selling a good product at a competitive price. It can also mean dealing with foreign governments and complex rules. If you feel that the bidding process is not open and transparent, or that it may be tilted in favor of your foreign competition, then you need to contact the Advocacy Center. This center coordinates the actions of 20 U.S. government agencies involved in international trade. Advocacy assistance may involve a visit to a key foreign official by a high-ranking U.S. government official, direct support from U.S. officials stationed overseas, letters to foreign decision-makers, and coordinated action by U.S. government agencies and businesses of all types and sizes. For more information, visit the website below. The Bureau of Industry and Security is responsible for control of exports for reasons of national security, foreign policy, and short supplies such as dual-use items with both commercial or military proliferation applications, assistance with compliance with export controls, and, if needed, export licenses can be obtained directly from the Outreach and Educational Services Division within the BIS's Office of Exporter Services in Washington, D.C. BIS also has two field offices that specialize in counseling on export controls and regulations. You can visit their website at the link below. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers exporting assistance through the Office of Outreach and Exporter Assistance, or OOEA for short. Part of the Foreign Agricultural Service, or FAS for short, OOEA serves as the first point of contact for exporters of U.S. food, farm, and forest products. It provides guidance, referrals, and access to foreign market information and assistance in getting information about export-related programs managed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies. The FAS has officers and market experts at many U.S. embassies around the world. It also serves as a contact point for minority-owned and small businesses seeking assistance in these areas. OOEA will provide basic export counseling and connect you to the appropriate export program, such as the Market Access Program. You can access the website below. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers exporting assistance through the Office of Outreach and Exporter Assistance, or OOEA for short. Part of the Foreign Agricultural Service, or FAS for short, OOEA serves as the first point of contact for exporters of U.S. food, farm, and forest products. It provides guidance, referrals, and access to foreign market information and assistance in getting information about export-related programs managed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies. The FAS has officers and market experts at many U.S. embassies around the world. It also serves as a contact point for minority-owned and small businesses seeking assistance in these areas. OOEA will provide basic export counseling and connect you to the appropriate export program, such as the Market Access Program. You can access the website below. The U.S. Department of Agriculture offers exporting assistance through the Office of Outreach and Exporter Assistance, or OOEA for short. Part of the Foreign Agricultural Service, or FAS for short, OOEA serves as the first point of contact for exporters of U.S. food, farm, and forest products. It provides guidance, referrals, and access to foreign market information and assistance in getting information about export-related programs managed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and other federal agencies. The FAS has officers and market experts at many U.S. embassies around the world. It also serves as a contact point for minority-owned and small businesses seeking assistance in these areas. OOEA will provide basic export counseling and connect you to the appropriate export program, such as the Market Access Program. You can access the website below. Now that you've had an opportunity to examine some of the factors involved in an exporting and marketing plan, let's review some key sources of assistance. Lots of help is available to your company at little or no cost and makes the exporting process much easier. This chapter gives a brief overview of the assistance available through federal, state, and local government agencies, as well as in the private sector. Other chapters in this guide provide more information on the specialized services of these organizations and how to use them. Besides the immediate services of its export assistance centers, the U.S. Commercial Service has direct contact with seasoned exporters in all aspects of export trade. The U.S. Export Assistance Centers work closely with 58 district export councils made up of nearly 1,500 business and trade experts who volunteer to help U.S. firms develop solid export strategies. District export councils assist in many of the workshops and seminars on exporting that are arranged by the Export Assistance Centers, and they also sponsor their own. District Export Council members may also provide direct, personal counseling to less experienced exporters by suggesting marketing strategies, trade contacts, and ways to maximize success in overseas markets. You can obtain assistance from District Export Councils through the Export Assistance Centers that they are affiliated with. E-commerce providers are another good source of information on the export process, especially documentation, duties and taxes, and regulations. The sources range from giants like eBay and Amazon to niche platforms such as Webport Global and Export Now. Export intermediaries range from giant international companies to highly specialized small operations. For a fee, they provide a multitude of services, including performing market research, appointing and managing overseas distributors or commission representatives, exhibiting a client's products at international trade shows, advertising, and shipping and preparing documentation. In short, the intermediary can often take full responsibility for the export end of business, relieving the exporter of all details except filling orders. Intermediaries may work simultaneously for a number of exporters for a commission, salary, or retainer plus commission. Some intermediaries take title to the goods they handle, buying and selling in their own name. The products of a trading company's various clients are often related, although the items usually are not competitive. One advantage to using an intermediary is that it can immediately make available marketing resources that exporters might take years to develop on their own. Many export intermediaries also finance sales and extend credit, facilitating prompt payment to the exporter. The Export-Import Bank of the United States, or Ex-Im Bank for short, is an independent U.S. government agency that facilitates the export of U.S. goods and services. As the federal government's export credit agency, Ex-Im Bank provides export credit insurance, loans guarantees to lenders, directs loans to exporters on market-related credit terms, and loans to foreign buyers. Ex-Im Bank's insurance and loan guarantees are structured to encourage exporters and financial institutions to support U.S. exports by reducing the commercial risks, such as buyer insolvency and failure to pay, and political risks, such as war and currency inconvertibility, of international trade that could result in non-payment to U.S. exporters by foreign buyers. The financing made available under Ex-Im Bank's guarantees and insurance is on market terms, and most of the commercial and political risks are borne by Ex-Im Bank. Ex-Im Bank's loan program is designed to neutralize interest rates subsidies offered by foreign governments. By responding with loan assistance, Ex-Im Bank enables U.S. financing to be competitive with that offered by foreign exporters. You can access the website below. Many U.S. banks have international departments with specialists who are familiar with specific foreign countries and various types of commodities and transactions. Large banks located in major U.S. cities maintain correspondent relationships with smaller banks throughout the country. And with banks in many foreign countries, they may operate their own overseas branches, providing a direct channel to foreign customers. International banking specialists are generally well informed about export matters, even in areas that fall outside the usual limits of international banking. Banks frequently provide consultation and guidance free of charge to their clients because they derive income from loans to the exporter and from fees for special services. Many banks also have publications available to help exporters. These materials are often devoted to particular countries and their business practices, and they may be a valuable tool for familiarization with a foreign industry. Finally, large banks frequently conduct seminars and workshops on letters of credit, documentary collections, and other banking subjects of concern to exporters. Among the many services a commercial bank may perform for its clients are the following: exchange of currencies, assistance in financing exports, collection of foreign invoices, drafts, letters of credit, and other foreign receivables, transfer of funds to other countries, letters of introduction and letters of credit for travelers, credit information on potential representatives or buyers overseas, and credit assistance to the exporter's foreign buyers. Freight forwarders help prepare export documentation, book transport for your products, and, if needed, arrange for customs clearance at the port of arrival. You are not required to have a freight forwarder, but they can be useful, especially if you are exporting for the first time, exporting to a new country, or prefer someone else to handle these formalities. Some of the big shipping companies, such as UPS, FedEx, and DHL, are themselves forwarders and customs brokers, offering account holders a more complete solution. They also have websites with extensive information for exporters, including the documents required by each country they do business in. All three are strategic partners of the U.S. Commercial Service, whose partners now number over 100 and include a hotel chain, a major IT services provider, the Professional Association of Freight Forwarders and Customs Brokers, and many other types of companies that want to encourage customers to sell globally. The U.S. Commercial Service maintains a network of international trade specialists to help American companies export their products and conduct business abroad. International trade specialists are employed in offices throughout the United States and Puerto Rico to assist U.S. exporters, particularly small and medium-sized companies. U.S. Commercial Service offices are known as one-stop shops because they combine the trade and marketing expertise and resources of the U.S. Commercial Service, along with the financial expertise and resources of the U.S. Small Business Administration and the Export-Import Bank of the United States. The U.S. Commercial Service also maximizes resources by working closely with state and local governments as well as private partners to offer companies a full range of expertise in international trade, marketing, and finance. International trade specialists will counsel your company on the steps involved in exporting, help you assess the export potential of your products, identify markets, and locate potential overseas partners. They work with their international colleagues in more than 75 countries to provide U.S. companies with turnkey solutions in foreign markets. Each U.S. Commercial Service office can offer information about the following: services to locate and evaluate overseas buyers and representatives, distributors, resellers, and partners, international trade opportunities, foreign markets for U.S. products and services, industry information, foreign economic statistics, export financing, export documentation requirements, U.S. export licensing requirements and import requirements of foreign nations, export trade finance options, international trade exhibition participation and certification, export seminars and conferences, and e-commerce strategies. Each U.S. Commercial Service office can offer information about the following: services to locate and evaluate overseas buyers and representatives, distributors, resellers, and partners, international trade opportunities, foreign markets for U.S. products and services, industry information, foreign economic statistics, export financing, export documentation requirements, U.S. export licensing requirements and import requirements of foreign nations, export trade finance options, international trade exhibition participation and certification, export seminars and conferences, and e-commerce strategies. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Minority Business Development Agency is the only federal agency dedicated to the growth and global competitiveness of the U.S. minority-owned business sector. Their programs and services equip minority-owned companies to create jobs, build scale and capacity, increase revenues, and expand regionally, nationally, and internationally. Services are provided through a network of more than 40 MBDA business centers across the United States, the District of Columbia, and Puerto Rico. MBDA identifies opportunities for U.S. minority business enterprises by promoting their ability to grow and compete in the global economy in selected industries. Through an agreement with the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Trade Administration, MBDA provides information on market and product needs worldwide and identifies ways to access education, finance, and technology to help minority businesses succeed. Many MBDA counselors are certified in counseling exporters. For example, MBDA and ITA coordinate minority business participation in trade events. The MBDA Business Center Network also helps minority businesses prepare international marketing plans and promotional materials and to identify financial resources. MBDA and ITA field offices also provide information kits and details about local seminars. You can find out more about the MBDA by visiting the website below. MBDA identifies opportunities for U.S. minority business enterprises by promoting their ability to grow and compete in the global economy in selected industries. Through an agreement with the U.S. Department of Commerce, MBDA provides information on market and product needs worldwide and identifies ways to access education, finance, and technology to help minority businesses succeed. Many MBDA counselors are certified in counseling exporters. For example, MBDA and DOC coordinate minority business participation in trade events. The Minority Business Development Center Network also helps the minority businesses prepare international marketing plans and promotional materials and to identify financial resources. Contact the agency at the website below. Industry and International Trade Specialists in the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, or TDA for short, work directly with individual companies and manufacturing and service associations to identify trade opportunities and obstacles by product or service, industry sector, and market. TDA analysts participate in trade policy development and negotiations, identify market barriers, and advocate on behalf of U.S. companies. TDA statistical data and analyses are useful in export development. The TDA staff also develops export marketing programs and obtains industry advice on trade matters. To assist businesses in their export efforts, TDA's industry and international experts conduct executive trade missions, trade fairs, marketing seminars, and business counseling, and provide product literature centers. You can access their website below. Industry and International Trade Specialists in the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, or TDA for short, work directly with individual companies and manufacturing and service associations to identify trade opportunities and obstacles by product or service, industry sector, and market. TDA analysts participate in trade policy development and negotiations, identify market barriers, and advocate on behalf of U.S. companies. TDA statistical data and analyses are useful in export development. The TDA staff also develops export marketing programs and obtains industry advice on trade matters. To assist businesses in their export efforts, TDA's industry and international experts conduct executive trade missions, trade fairs, marketing seminars, and business counseling, and provide product literature centers. You can access their website below. Industry and International Trade Specialists in the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, or TDA for short, work directly with individual companies and manufacturing and service associations to identify trade opportunities and obstacles by product or service, industry sector, and market. TDA analysts participate in trade policy development and negotiations, identify market barriers, and advocate on behalf of U.S. companies. TDA statistical data and analyses are useful in export development. The TDA staff also develops export marketing programs and obtains industry advice on trade matters. To assist businesses in their export efforts, TDA's industry and international experts conduct executive trade missions, trade fairs, marketing seminars, and business counseling, and provide product literature centers. You can access their website below. The National Center for Standards and Certification Information, or NCSCI for short, provides information about foreign standards and certification systems and requirements. In addition to providing comprehensive information on existing standards and certification requirements, NCSCI began a new service in 2005 known as Notify US. This free, web-based email subscription service offers U.S. citizens, industries, and organizations an opportunity to review and comment on proposed foreign technical regulations that can affect their businesses and their access to international markets. By subscribing to the Notify US service, U.S. entities receive, by email, notifications of drafts or changes to domestic and foreign technical regulations for manufactured products. To register, visit the Notify US website below. The U.S. Department of Commerce's Office of Trade Agreements, Negotiations, and Compliance, or TANC for short, ensure foreign compliance with international trade agreements. Part of DOC's International Trade Administration, TANC, through the Trade Agreements Compliance Program, systematically monitors, investigates, and evaluates foreign government compliance with our international trade agreements. This free program is available to assist all U.S. exporters or investors facing trade barriers, but is particularly valuable to small and medium-sized companies, which often lack the resources or expertise to deal with these problems alone. It is the U.S. government's one-stop shop for getting help to reduce or eliminate those barriers. The TANC website includes a fully searchable database containing the texts of approximately 250 international trade agreements. To assist, TANC provides examples of the most common foreign government-imposed trade barriers at the website below. This service enables U.S. exporters to file complaints about foreign government-imposed trade barriers or unfair trade situations in foreign markets. Much of the information about trends and actual trade leads in foreign countries is gathered on site by the officers of the commercial service. Those officers have a personal understanding of local market conditions and business practices in the countries in which they work. The commercial service officers work in more than 150 offices located in more than 75 countries. They provide a range of services to help companies sell in foreign markets, including background information on foreign companies, agent distributor locator services, market research, due diligence on distributors and direct buyers, business communication, business counseling, assistance in making appointments with key buyers and government officials, representations on behalf of companies adversely affected by trade barriers, and support at international and domestic trade shows. Much of the information about trends and actual trade leads in foreign countries is gathered on site by the officers of the commercial service. Those officers have a personal understanding of local market conditions and business practices in the countries in which they work. The commercial service officers work in more than 150 offices located in more than 75 countries. They provide a range of services to help companies sell in foreign markets, including background information on foreign companies, agent distributor locator services, market research, due diligence on distributors and direct buyers, business communication, business counseling, assistance in making appointments with key buyers and government officials, representations on behalf of companies adversely affected by trade barriers, and support at international and domestic trade shows. Much of the information about trends and actual trade leads in foreign countries is gathered on site by the officers of the commercial service. Those officers have a personal understanding of local market conditions and business practices in the countries in which they work. The commercial service officers work in more than 150 offices located in more than 75 countries. They provide a range of services to help companies sell in foreign markets, including background information on foreign companies, agent distributor locator services, market research, due diligence on distributors and direct buyers, business communication, business counseling, assistance in making appointments with key buyers and government officials, representations on behalf of companies adversely affected by trade barriers, and support at international and domestic trade shows. Much of the information about trends and actual trade leads in foreign countries is gathered on site by the officers of the commercial service. Those officers have a personal understanding of local market conditions and business practices in the countries in which they work. The commercial service officers work in more than 150 offices located in more than 75 countries. They provide a range of services to help companies sell in foreign markets, including background information on foreign companies, agent distributor locator services, market research, due diligence on distributors and direct buyers, business communication, business counseling, assistance in making appointments with key buyers and government officials, representations on behalf of companies adversely affected by trade barriers, and support at international and domestic trade shows. The U.S. Small Business Administration and its nationwide network of resource partners can assist you with export counseling, training, and financing. SBA also has trade finance managers co-located with several U.S. commercial service offices. In addition, you can find out more about exporting through SBA district offices, U.S. commercial service offices, and small business development centers. You can learn more about all of these export agencies for small businesses at the SBA's official website. The link is provided below. The U.S. Small Business Administration and its nationwide network of resource partners can assist you with export counseling, training, and financing. SBA also has trade finance managers co-located with several U.S. commercial service offices. In addition, you can find out more about exporting through SBA district offices, U.S. commercial service offices, small business development centers, and SCORE counselors to America's small businesses. You can learn about all these export agencies for small businesses at the website below. State, county, and city economic development agencies, departments of commerce or development, and other government entities often provide valuable assistance to exporters. The assistance offered by these groups typically include the following: exporter education to help exporters analyze export potential and introducing them to export techniques and strategies, perhaps in the form of group seminars or individual counseling sessions; trade missions that organize trips abroad to enable exporters to call in potential foreign customers; and trade shows that organize and sponsor exhibitions of state-produced goods and services in overseas markets. State, county, and city economic development agencies, departments of commerce or development, and other government entities often provide valuable assistance to exporters. The assistance offered by these groups typically include the following: exporter education to help exporters analyze export potential and introducing them to export techniques and strategies, perhaps in the form of group seminars or individual counseling sessions; trade missions that organize trips abroad to enable exporters to call in potential foreign customers; and trade shows that organize and sponsor exhibitions of state-produced goods and services in overseas markets. State, county, and city economic development agencies, departments of commerce or development, and other government entities often provide valuable assistance to exporters. The assistance offered by these groups typically include the following: exporter education to help exporters analyze export potential and introducing them to export techniques and strategies, perhaps in the form of group seminars or individual counseling sessions; trade missions that organize trips abroad to enable exporters to call in potential foreign customers; and trade shows that organize and sponsor exhibitions of state-produced goods and services in overseas markets. You can access these services by contacting your nearest U.S. Commercial Service office. The U.S. Commercial Service can also provide assistance with business travel before departure by arranging advance appointments with embassy personnel, market briefings, and other services in the cities you will be visiting. Local or regional World Trade Centers and international trade clubs are composed of area business people who represent firms engaged in international trade and shipping, banks, forwarders, custom brokers, government agencies, and other service organizations involved in world trade. Such organizations conduct educational programs on international business and organize promotional events to stimulate interest in world trade. There are nearly 300 World Trade Centers or affiliated associations in major trading cities in almost 100 countries. By participating in a local association, a company can receive valuable and timely advice on world markets and opportunities from business people who are already knowledgeable in virtually every facet of international business. Among the advantages of membership are the services, discounts, and contacts from affiliated clubs in foreign countries. For more detailed information, visit the website below. Local or regional World Trade Centers and international trade clubs are composed of area business people who represent firms engaged in international trade and shipping, banks, forwarders, custom brokers, government agencies, and other service organizations involved in world trade. Such organizations conduct educational programs on international business and organize promotional events to stimulate interest in world trade. There are nearly 300 World Trade Centers or affiliated associations in major trading cities in almost 100 countries. By participating in a local association, a company can receive valuable and timely advice on world markets and opportunities from business people who are already knowledgeable in virtually every facet of international business. Among the advantages of membership are the services, discounts, and contacts from affiliated clubs in foreign countries. For more detailed information, visit the website below. In addition, some industry and trade associations can supply detailed information on market demand for products in selected countries, or they can refer members to export management companies. Industry trade associations typically collect and maintain files on international trade news and trends affecting their industry or line of business. They often publish articles and newsletters that include government research. National and international trade associations often organize large regional, national, and international trade shows themselves. To find a chamber in your area, visit the website below. Any chapter of the American Chamber of Commerce, or AmCham for short, is a valuable and reliable source of market information in any foreign country. Local chapters are knowledgeable about local trade opportunities, actual and potential competition, periods of maximum trade activity, and similar considerations. AmChams usually handle inquiries from any U.S. business. Detailed services are ordinarily provided free of charge for members of affiliated organizations. Some AmChams have a set schedule of charges for services rendered to non-members. Any chapter of the American Chamber of Commerce, or AmCham for short, is a valuable and reliable source of market information in any foreign country. Local chapters are knowledgeable about local trade opportunities, actual and potential competition, periods of maximum trade activity, and similar considerations. AmChams usually handle inquiries from any U.S. business. Detailed services are ordinarily provided free of charge for members of affiliated organizations. Some AmChams have a set schedule of charges for services rendered to non-members. Any chapter of the American Chamber of Commerce, or AmCham for short, is a valuable and reliable source of market information in any foreign country. Local chapters are knowledgeable about local trade opportunities, actual and potential competition, periods of maximum trade activity, and similar considerations. AmChams usually handle inquiries from any U.S. business. Detailed services are ordinarily provided free of charge for members of affiliated organizations. Some AmChams have a set schedule of charges for services rendered to non-members.
Success story: Advanced Super Abrasives.
Attila Such started Advanced Super Abrasives in Asheville, North Carolina, with one employee in the early 1990s. The company manufactures super abrasive grinding wheels for other manufacturers. Super abrasive grinding wheels can grind hard materials such as ceramic, glass, quartz, and steel, all materials that need to be manufactured to very high tolerances. The best way to do that is through grinding. In the years that followed, Such grew the domestic market for his products, then expanded internationally when the going got rough in the United States during the recession. His company is now a formidable exporter, selling to buyers in 16 countries. In testament to his success, the company received the President's E Award for Exports in 2013. The company started with no sales whatsoever in 1993. It spent that time doing research and development and testing to improve the product, and slowly but surely, it started penetrating the domestic U.S. market and then started exporting in 1995 to Canada. In 2002, when the economy took a hit in the United States, Advanced Super Abrasives started to look at how it could diversify to protect the company from further economic swings. That was why it looked seriously at export markets, specifically China and Brazil. The second challenge was its choices. China, and Brazil. Brazil's duties and taxes are very high. In comparison, China's duties and taxes are lower, but are still more than what the United States charges. The issue in China is intellectual property protection. In addition, the Chinese make grinding machines for 10% of the advanced super abrasives price. For entry into Brazil, Suj contacted the U.S. Commercial Service in Charlotte, North Carolina. Specifically, he used the business matchmaking program to find buyers. He said, that program is so helpful that they set up everything for you, and basically all we had to do was show up. He also used the North Carolina Department of Commerce to navigate the documentation requirements. To prevent reverse engineering in China, he mixes up some of the chemical components of the product, which makes it hard to copy. The company also does the final assembly in Hong Kong. By law, Hong Kong requires that 30% of the value of products be added there to be considered made in Hong Kong. To expand to more markets, Such and his colleagues, including his son, an engineer, started a trade show in Asheville. It's an international show called GrindTech USA. Companies from all over the world come to display their products before an international audience of buyers. Such's solution? If there's not a trade show in your industry, start one. He also attends trade events, such as the Trade Wins series, sponsored by the U.S. Department of Commerce. Such said, we attend events like Trade Wins Asia because we get to meet companies from the region, potential customers, and potential distributors. Plus, we learn about the culture of each country in the region and what they're looking for so we can better prepare ourselves when we start dealing with these companies. It was invaluable to us. Such said he learned that because different cultures have different needs, he has to cater to those needs. We can't use the same approach in Europe that we're using in Asia, Such said. He has also learned the value of the Made in the USA brand. The United States does have a good following, Such said. People around the world, especially in Asia, look up to the United States and to U.S. products. So if you're sincere and you have a good product, you have a very good chance of selling overseas, especially in Asia. Such also learned the value of creating a customized niche product. Such said, we tried to tailor-make each product to each manufacturer. And then on top of that, if there is a need, what we do is we send some of our sales engineers to actually coach the people and help the people grind and make the product work for them. Lastly, Such learned to ask for help from those most capable of providing it, especially from the federal and state government. Such said, you don't have to be a large company to export. That's number one, and we're a prime example. Second, take one country at a time, and most importantly, get help. A special thanks to the U.S. Commercial Service for the content of this module.
This slide will take you to current news headlines on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups in your browser. You can advance through the remainder of the slides by clicking the play button. Global Edge offers a number of resources on this topic. The links will open in a new browser window. You may have to enable pop-ups in your browser. This slide concludes this module.